Listen, it's part of football. I've had a few of these in my day. There wasn't much in it, mate. Like the first 10 minutes we started, here we go, the occasion's got to them. But to be fair, we controlled the game after that. We settled down a wee bit, got the goal. Effort from my guys was great. Just we lack that wee bit of quality, so that's my.
Second half
was a big impact. That's a bit of an impact, but just overall we're living, we just lack a wee bit of quality, so that's my department to try and sort that out.
You've obviously had some great occasions at hand and some disappointing occasions as a player. How does it feel as a manager?
Oh, just go on it. You know, it's part of life. It's how you come back for it. I mean, then I says to the boys, obviously there's going to be a lot of changes, you know. I mean, that was a bit of common knowledge that I've already made 6 signings for other clubs, so as a group, I can't fault their effort, just lacked a wee bit from the end, but that falls with me. I signed them, and people move on, go to other clubs, whatever they do, but I says to them, I can't complain about their commitment to me on the training field and on the park.
From your point of view, I mean, obviously, the meeting you were with in management, and you were obviously very focused on it. See, when you were out there, was that as intense as when you were out there with Scotland and Rangers and there were 52,000? Because you're focused on what you're doing.
Oh, I don't know. Anybody knows me, I'm pretty intense. I treat it the same as when I played with Rangers or Scotland or whatever I played with. I take the job serious. I'm disappointed not to go up this year. I thought I had the squad, but listen, I've had a few injuries as well, which hasn't helped us. But it's an opportunity for guys who have not been in the team to take that opportunity. But we're missing some real important players, which does affect the team.